And now to the final segment of today's Jefferson Exchange. Pride weekend is about to arrive in the Ashland area. Southern Oregon Pride includes a long list of events starting Wednesday night and running through the weekend, including a chance for the Rogue Valley LGBTQ community and its supporters to celebrate life and love and more. The founder of Southern Oregon Pride is still on the scene, still very much involved. Gina Duquesne is now an Ashland City Council member, but speaking to us in her capacity as Southern Oregon Pride's founder. Gina, always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. So nice to be here this morning. And I wanted to be able to take just, I read this before, so it's like 2 minutes long or a minute and a half.
Right.
I wanted to go through really quickly what's happening this week.
Okay.
Very cool. Okay, kicking it off tomorrow. First off, I'd like to thank the board members, the volunteers, all of our volunteers and our sponsors for making this possible this year. And tomorrow, Wednesday, October 2nd, for the first time, we have Miss So Pride Drag Pageant, Southern Oregon Pride, I'm sorry, Drag Pageant at the Camelot Theater at 7:30 p.m., four different categories, cash, prizes, title, and a crown. So that's very exciting, and it's Miss Southern Oregon Drag Pageant.
And that's at the Camelot Theater in Talent.
Camelot Theater, and then on Thursday, October 3rd, we have Q Night, Bingo at Pascal Winery at Talent from 6 to 9 with Ms. D. Transition as our hostess. And also on Thursday, for the first time, we have the 22nd Annual Ashland Independent Film Festival, and that's October 3rd through the 6th.
First time it's concurrent with Southern Oregon Pride,
exactly.
Right?
And yeah. So we're going to have tons of people in Ashland. Very exciting. That's at the Varsity. And something that's really cool is we are being able to have really nice LGBTQ films, movies shown at the Varsity during this time, October 5th. After the parade at 7 p.m., there will be a special showing of Taylor Mack's History of Popular Music. And what is very cool about that is before the show begins, we'll have Oscar and Grammy-winning filmmakers Rob Epstein and Jeff Friedman, the creators of The Times of Harvey Milk, Cellular Closet, and Howl, and so many other LGBTQ movies. They are going to be receiving the Rogue Award for the first time. Very excited about that. And of course, Friday is First Friday with our First Friday Art Walk and Art and Drag at the Columbia Hotel. And then the reason why we all came to the party is Saturday, October 5th, is our 14th annual So Pride Parade. Our Grand Marshal this year is from OSF, actor, playwright, and lyricist Justice Huertez, a.k.a. Lizard Boy. Very excited that Justice, a great human beings, our Grand Marshal. He could be that, too. But the parade starts at 10 a.m. Saturday at Gresham and Siskiyou. We have over 15 different groups. Very excited to have, for the first time, the Ashland School District is going to be in the parade. We have Planned Parenthood, SOU, OSF, Library, HIV Alliance. So many great people are coming back and new people. We'll march to the Bandshell, where Miss Lucy is our MC this year. We have live entertainment, DJ, drag, aerial art, and our DJ this year is DJ Tough Shed, 27 vendors, food
Tough
trucks.
Tough Shed, you said?
Tough Shed, great DJ. And 27 vendors, food truck, and it's a celebration for fun for all ages. And then we go into the evening, and what's so great is in these 14 years, so many people have come on board. There's parties and celebration all throughout Ashland, all the way to Grants Pass. Mm-hmm. So jazzed about that. And then we're going to put a button on it. Friday, October 11th, is National Coming Out Day, and that's when we'll celebrate All the World's a Drag, 7 p.m., Ashland Armory. And so please go to our website, sopride.org, for all the information, all the details. Get your tickets, see the schedule, and I'll see everybody there.
Wow, you got the whole list in 11 events there. Gina DeCane is the founder of Southern Oregon Pride and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. 14 years, you say. Were you surprised when you moved to the community and there was no thing like Pride here?
I was very surprised, and that was actually 16 years ago. And I knew we were out there, but I'm like, where are we? Where's our celebration? And so I knew that the chamber did a 4th of July parade. So I said, hey, I'm going to go talk to these people and see how they did it.
Well, you mentioned that you got more people coming in from Ashland to Grants Pass. I mean, was it kind of grudging in those first years? It's like, well, you know, we support you, but we can't support you publicly kind of thing.
You know, 14 years ago, so many things weren't in place that we have in place now. Although we have a very long way to go, we've come a long way. And the first year, a lot of people were a little resistant to putting our flyers in their windows or in their place of business. And now people look forward to it. And that's very exciting. And people come from all over Oregon, Northern California. There's no Pride events in Northern California. And so people come all the way from Idaho to celebrate Pride with us.
So, Gina, it's a big election year. We simply can't escape the politics. I mean, how are you approaching the political environment on a scale of don't mention it to dive right in?
When it comes to being queer or when it comes to politics?
Well, yeah, being queer and the political environment of the moment, particularly with things like, you know, the people who want to ban all gay story time, drag queen story hour, and the banning of books that deal with themes of LGBTQ existence.
Well, something that I have to touch on is last year our theme was God Save the Queens. Mm-hmm. And that was the reason why we did that is because our queens were getting such bad PR. And if it weren't for the queens, we wouldn't have Pride, right? If you know the history. Mm-hmm. Of gay pride. And so when it comes to a political year, we want to keep gay pride, hence the word gay. We want to keep it joyful and celebratory. We don't want to have controversy. So we try to keep those two separate. And one thing about this being our 14th year, so many people come out and they know that we are your neighbors, your co-workers. You have queer people in your family. We're everyday people. We're part of the tapestry of life. And it's, you know, it's acceptance and we have visibility and we celebrate together. So I believe the more representation, the more present we are, the more people will know that this is we're everyday people.
I don't think you could outdo last year's God Save the Queens, but what is this year's theme?
This year's theme is freedom to love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, going back to everything in the world, politically, non-political, the freedom to love and be who you are, the acceptance that goes with that is something that is overlooked and people don't want to see us for who we are and know that we're average everyday people. So that's why I, for one, am so excited that so many things, like you mentioned, 11 things happening just this week, starting tomorrow, and things are happening all the way up to Grants Pass right here in Jackson County. So, and Grants Pass is Josephine County. So I'm very excited for that.
You know, I have to say that the person who said it best was somebody I talked to many years ago about being gay, and he said, do you remember the day you woke up and decided you were heterosexual? It just sort of like, oh, okay, now I get it. Yeah,
exactly.
There's no choice involved. It's just like, here's who I am.
There's no choice involved, just like I didn't wake up one day and say I was black.
Yeah.
You know, there's no choice involved. This is who I am, and I'm okay, and you're okay, and it's all good. So when we can look at each other that way, it'll be a good day.
How many people all together do you think will come to the various Southern Oregon Pride events this year?
Oh, goodness. In total, I have no idea. I know that if you look at 50 different groups, and we look at about 10 people per group, we have floats, We have music. We have celebration in our groups. So just in our groups this year, we don't have the banner across Main Street. So please, please go look at our website for all information. But we're looking to at least break, I'd say, 800, 1,000 for spectators. Mm-hmm. Ashland shows up, so I'm excited.
All right, Southern Oregon Pride with events starting tomorrow with the drag pageant for Miss Southern Oregon Pride at Camelot Theater Talent. The parade on Saturday at what time?
Saturday, 10 a.m. at Gresham and Siskiyou.
Gina Duquesne is the founder of Southern Oregon Pride. Thanks for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.